Hello and welcome to the Rhea Earth Podcast. This is a gateway to your new reality, where you'll find that everything you need exists within you. Today we are going to talk about control, or actually letting go of control. We'll cover control from the universal perspective, so the idea of flow versus force and how you can balance both of these. How the need for control might be showing up in your life, what it looks like, what it feels like, the origin of this pattern in your mind and body, and finally, practices to help you release control and just flow and create. So we're gonna start at the high level with control from the universal perspective. And I like to think of trust and control as two sides of the same coin. They are flow and force, abundance and scarcity, belief and doubt. All of those words mean the same thing, and they are equal and opposite. So if you're trying to force, you're not flowing. If you're flowing, you're not trying to force. And again, you can replace force with control and flow with trust. And from the universal perspective, remember, you are the universe experiencing itself from one specific perspective. Both of these states are fine. They are just states within your body and mind, within our physical universe, within everything in creation. Both sides of these experiences are yours to play with. So on a physical level, it's your choice what you want to experience at any given time. And as humans, we believe that we consciously create the world around us, that our actions shape our reality. But if you think about our human bodies as individual neurons in the universal mind, we of course matter and make up the perfect puzzle piece that is the entirety of the universe. But we can't control every single outcome in our lives. What we can do is allow the whole of the universe to work through and as our human bodies. That's why flow state feels so good. We're tapping into our shared universal mind through our one physical body. When artists talk about channeling their muse, they're talking about this feeling. The entire universe creating through your physical human body. It's effortless and expansive. And so to access that flow state, that trusting state, that abundant state at any time, there's only one thing you have to do. Let go. Stop trying to control everything around you. Stop trying to make the external world match your vision perfectly. Allow room for something better to appear. Because from the limited view of your human mind, you cannot even imagine the expansive solutions that are possible in any situation. And this sounds really simple, and it is. There are no tricks here, there are no hacks. It's truly just allowing this idea that you are a universal being, you are the entirety of the universe. Existing as a human being for a short amount of time, to just sink into your mind and body. Just sit with that idea for a while and let yourself feel what the reality of that would be like. If you're not limited to the patterns in your mind and body, the thoughts that are racing through your head at all times, any pattern that has kept you stuck or held you back or been a source of frustration in your life, if those things are not you, can you see how infinite your life will become? Can you see how many possibilities are available to you? Can you see how expansive you are? You are the universe. Why would you have any need to control any outcome? You are every outcome. So when you feel that need for control creeping in, when you feel yourself trying to bring this physical reality into very specific expectations that your mind and body has, I want you to use that as an anchor. or a trigger, really, to remember that you are this infinite being and you have no need to control anything. Because this pattern of control is truly just a pattern. It's something your mind has found comfort in because it's kept you safe. So what this might look like in your life, this need for control, could be, you know, not asking for help when you know you really need it, feeling like you're really independent and you can do everything on your own. You might have a hard time delegating tasks, a really silly one and a small one that I definitely do all the time is looking at a menu before you go to a restaurant, wanting to pick out that perfect thing before you get there. And I think even though that one is small and silly, for me, it's really shown up as an inability to experience the unknown. It's like I have this perfect bubble of safety and control and known quantities that I want to keep it that way and not allow for any spontaneity in my life. And that's not me all the time now. This is a pattern that I have been working to release and let go of over the course of the last few years, but I still see it show up every now and again. Another one is having just very clear expectations and being disappointed when a situation doesn't turn out exactly as you expected. So being disappointed if you set a goal and reach that goal, but it didn't quite feel like exactly as you imagined it to feel, or maybe it was missing something specific that you really, really wanted, and you punish yourself because you didn't quite make it all the way. And I think in some ways, this is also related to the feeling of having to people please, or also the fear of being seen. I think the need for control, people pleasing, and the fear of being seen are closely intertwined. They all come from the same core root cause, which for me has been wanting to specifically control how other people perceive me. And the reality is, I have absolutely no control over that. Yes, I am the universe. You are the universe. We are all one conscious being together. But from this one physical body and mind, I can't jump into someone else's mind and specifically decide how they are going to see me. And so that's been a pattern that I have been working on releasing. And it's felt so amazing to just not care what people think. I would definitely call myself a recovering people pleaser. And so if you've had the same pattern show up, I can tell you right now that once you start saying no, once you start putting yourself first, once you start letting go of these expectations that everyone around you should like you, it feels like freedom, like true, true freedom. And all of these things really boil down to creating the perfect environment with your mind and body. You're trying to consciously control every single outcome. And this is very related to what we talked about last week with falling in love with the process. When you're so focused on an outcome or a very specific expectation, you don't see the world around you. You don't see the amazing, infinite presence that is now. You're always looking for the next thing, seeking, always unsatisfied, always searching for something that is not here. And you'll never end that cycle if you don't end that cycle. It's up to you. It's your choice. You're choosing to stay stuck in that seeking cycle. And related to the pattern of control, I think, is the pattern of indecision. So being indecisive or not being able to make any kind of decision. And there are a few reasons for this pattern of indecision. Number one, you're afraid of what others will think of your choice, whatever you choose. And number two, you want to create the perfect outcome. And the truth is, there is no perfect situation. There's no perfect action. There's no perfect outcome. There are just actions. There are just outcomes. If you take a step back and look at this from the perspective of you as a universal being, there are no wrong choices in life. There are no wrong paths to take. You are always choosing the right path because it's what you've chosen. So move forward with that confidence, and you will start creating your reality like you have never seen before. You'll create a life that's unique to you, not based on what other people want you to create. You won't be living a copy of someone else's life. You'll be living your own unique, harmonic, resonant life that is created 100% by your choices. And I think sometimes it can feel easy to hide behind this lack of a decision. It comes back to that feeling of not wanting to face the unknown. You're afraid to move forward, afraid to do something you haven't done. You're afraid to fail at something you've never tried. And I want you to ask yourself, what is the bigger regret in your life? When you're 95, looking back at this moment in time, what do you wish you would have done? Do you wish you would have faced your fear of the unknown, or let go, or delegated, or tried something new, or allowed for spontaneity? Or would you rather experience a life that you already know and you know very well, and it's going to be very safe and exactly how you imagined it? Both are fine, but I want you to remember it's your choice. You're always choosing. So this need for control may have originated from a chaotic or traumatic event in your childhood or childhood experiences. So you want to control situations around you to feel safe. For me, this came from having divorced parents and feeling like I wanted to control how I was perceived in the world so that I would be thought of as good. On some subconscious level, you could say I probably wanted my dad to come back and say, "You're wonderful. We won't be divorced anymore." And I know now as an adult that it was absolutely not my fault and not something I could control. But I think in my child brain, that's where the need for control started. You know, it also can originate from rejection or shame. This is aligned with that people-pleasing pattern. So wanting everyone to like you, wanting everything to be okay, wanting everything to be safe. If you had an emphasis placed on your performance as a child, so again, the achievements in your life, if you were a high achiever and praised for the outcomes you created instead of the process of creating them, then you really create this pattern of wanting to control the outcome so that you feel safe, so that you feel good. And I want you to take a moment and just think about what trying to control the outcome really means. So when you're trying to create a very specific experience, or you're trying to change an experience that you don't prefer, you are re-emphasizing that this non-preferred experience is important to you. It goes back to the manifestation of reality creation episode. If you're trying to resist a situation and create something new by force, by control, by scarcity, then you are re-emphasizing its importance. You are bringing it more into being by resisting it and trying to control it. And remember, if you are this infinite universal consciousness, then you created this situation that you're resisting. Not your singular body and mind creating the situation, but this is the universal consciousness that you are has created this not preferred situation that you are now resisting and now creating more of. So the best answer here really is to let go. And you might look around at a situation and say, "Why did I give myself this terrible experience?" And for me, I found this to be actually one of the most enjoyable parts of looking through life from this perspective, is that every experience that I don't prefer or find myself really wanting to control, I use it as an opportunity to work through my pattern of control. So I say, what a joy to be able to shift and witness myself responding to the same situation in a different way. If a situation comes up where I feel like I am really trying to plan everything to the last moment, then I use it as an opportunity to, number one, recognize my infinite being in that moment, to step back, and two, to say, how can I react differently than I did before? And I recognize that feeling of control. It's actually a feeling that shows up in your body. So it's like a tightness in the chest or in my stomach, racing thoughts or overwhelming or overlapping thoughts. I can't stop thinking. I'm thinking in a cycle or a circle. Sometimes that thinking can be really orderly and outlined, but it is very rigid. So, you know, if you have a very tightly controlled pattern of thinking, and again, we'll use the restaurant example, you're going to go to this restaurant, you're going to order this specific thing, and then you sit down and you say to the server, I would like to have this specific thing, and they say, oh, I'm very sorry, we're out. Your rigid system breaks in that moment. And that is such a small detail, but that can happen on a grand scale. That's not just at a restaurant. That's not getting the job that you want or the apartment that you want or not finding the exact right person or somebody breaks up with you or really anything happening in your life. If it happens as you don't expect it to and you had certain expectations going into that, you have tied your identity so closely to that outcome that now your entire identity breaks down and you don't know what to do with yourself. So how do you release this need for control, this feeling of scarcity and force? I like to think about control as my mind. So again, we go back to that spectrum of trust and control. And control is my mind thinking thoughts, the conscious mind trying to create a very specific outcome, pushing, forcing. And trust is my heart. Trust is sinking into my body, sinking into the earth, sinking into the recognition that I am this universal being. So whenever you feel yourself, whenever your chest is tightening, when your thoughts are racing, when you are trying to predict the future outcome that is going to happen, that is going to make you perfectly happy, I want you to use that as an anchor to reset your body and mind. Do breath work. Go for a walk. Move your physical body in some way. Meditate, of course. Basically, just get out of your mind and into your heart or body. Address the control directly. Feel what it feels like to try to control. And then slowly, cell by cell, release that in your body. Let's try this right now. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out. And whatever you're thinking, even if you feel super relaxed right now, I want you to look at the thoughts that are running through your mind. And I want you to break them down into their individual life forms, their letters even. Dissolve them one by one and let them relax. So say, let's think together about an elephant. So you can picture an elephant, you can spell the word elephant. And I want you to break down each individual letter, so the E, the L, all the way down to the T. Spread those letters out wide. If you're visualizing an elephant, I want you to see it dissolve almost like sand or rain. And allow it to disperse. Allow that picture to just release itself into your body. So when you feel those feelings of control, that's just a small example, but you can do that again on a grand scale. If you are finding yourself stuck in very specific anxious controlling thoughts, take a moment to use that. I like to call this attention anchoring. So you are actively noticing what you're paying attention to and how you're paying attention. Are you narrowly focused on a specific thought or a cycle of thoughts or a feeling in your body? Or are you relaxing back into your heart, into the earth, into the universe? Just take a moment and recognize what you're feeling and where you're paying attention. And if you relate to being indecisive. This is one I have struggled with my whole life. I think things that have helped me are making decisions in 5 seconds or less. I think Mel Robbins has the 5 second rule, right? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. It's kind of like that with decisions. Just pick something, take action on it, and you can always change it. But practice that. You can start small. Start with small things like, do I want tea or coffee in the morning? Tea. That's it. Just go. Do I want to have breakfast or do I want to wait a couple hours? Wait a couple hours. Okay, fine. Practice with small things and then work up to the big things in your life. Pretty soon it'll feel like second nature to just make a decision and go with your gut and just listen to your heart versus trying to control it with your mind. And the thing that really got me specifically with the indecision side of things was that in not making a decision, I was actually making a decision. I was making a decision to be stuck. So at any given time, if you're trying to make a decision, it's not between just the two things you're making a decision on. It's the two things plus the decision to stay stuck. So you're always choosing. Again, go back to that as a reminder. So I think we're going to end here for today, but if there are any other things that you want me to dive into with control, trust, abundance, scarcity, let me know. I'd love to explore this further. And as I mentioned, in future episodes, we'll be talking about the fear of being seen. And then another one that I'm really excited to talk through soon is relationships and love from the universal perspective. So look for those soon. And in the meantime, you know what I'm gonna say. Always remember that everything you need exists within you.